This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Despite vast improvements in countries such as China and South Korea, the World Health Organization said Tuesday the coronavirus outbreak is far from over in that region. Dr. Takeshi Kasai, WHO Regional Director for the Western Pacific, said Tuesday that the outbreak is going to be a long-term battle. He said every country needs to continue its response. China reported one new death and 48 new cases on Tuesday, none of them locally transmitted. South Korea reported 125 new ones. Kasai said the WHO had no evidence that the rising temperatures of the oncoming spring and summer would slow down the virus, as some had hoped. Italy reported 837 more deaths Tuesday, bringing its total to 12,428. Spain surpassed China in terms of overall cases. Only the United States has more cases than Italy and Spain. Spain announced 849 new deaths on Tuesday. It was the largest single-day increase since the pandemic began, and it boosted the country's death toll to 8,189. The United Nations is establishing a trust fund to support low- and middle-income countries in responding to the coronavirus pandemic and recovering from its socioeconomic shock. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the pandemic is the greatest test the world has faced since the formation of the United Nations 75 years ago. He's calling for large-scale, coordinated, multilateral responses amounting to at least 10% of the global GDP. There are more than 820,000 confirmed cases worldwide of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, and at least 40,000 deaths. The virus has been reported in 179 countries. From Washington, this is VOA News.